We go now to ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Stephen, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us. Both Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, making public appearances on the campaign trail. Trump had a Fox News town hall, an all-female audience. He said some state abortion bans are too tough, and he called himself the father of IVF. He's walking quite a fine line on this issue, right?
Well, look, he recognizes the vulnerability that he and his party face on this issue, and he's trying to take it on by saying that some state abortion bans, he didn't say which ones, but he says that those who know what he means. He says that they're too tough, and they have to be redone. Exactly how? Well, it's not up to him, he says. It's up to the states. Well, he says they ought to be redone. I'm not sure that Republicans in any particular state necessarily agrees with him. We haven't seen any moves to reform abortion bans, but that's what he says. He also calls himself the father of IVF. What he means, it seems, is that after the Alabama Supreme Court, in the wake of the fall of Roe versus Wade, ruled that the embryos created by in vitro fertilization, by the procedure, are independent, unborn children, that halted the procedure in that state. Trump said that he raced to defend IVF and convinced fellow Republicans to get behind him in that, which is why he calls himself the father of IVF. In yesterday's town hall, he explained that he didn't know what IVF was and had to call up Katie Britt, the Alabama senator. Katie Britt called up him and explained what it was. And then he said, of course, we're in favor of that. We're totally in favor of it, he said. And so that is Trump's effort to try to convince women who may be skeptical of Trump, at the least, if not upset with him. I mean, abortion is going to be a top motivator for voters all across the country.
Stephen, thank you.